Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16:15-16. The earthly mission of Jesus is finished, and he brings his disciples to the mount called Olivet, from where he will ascend into heaven. He that descended is the same also that ascended up, far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Ephesians 4:10. The charge given by Jesus is to teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 28:19. The terms of entering the kingdom of God are now set. Heaven requires that all who enter into the kingdom of heaven are to believe the gospel and be baptized. This is the birth of which Jesus instructed Nicodemus. Peter would give this divine arrangement to the inquirers at Pentecost. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2:38-39. From that moment until time shall be no more. The believer who enters into the kingdom of heaven must be baptized for the remission of sins. The one baptism of Ephesians 4:5 is a burial in water for the washing away of sin. Acts 8:38-39. The blasphemer Saul of Tarsus was told by the preacher, And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22:16. Notice that Saul would call upon the name of the Lord and wash away his sins when he was baptized. Over time, by the rejection of God's divine law, humanity has altered the conditions of becoming a kingdom disciple. But the charge which Jesus delivered at Olivet was the message proclaimed by the faithful who had been chosen by Jesus. What God has authorized, man cannot put asunder. The new birth of John 3 was the message of Peter, Philip, Ananias, and Paul. In baptism we die to sin, Romans 6:3-4. In baptism Christ is put on, Galatians 3:27. In baptism the body of the sins of the flesh are removed, Colossians 2:11-13. Baptism makes the obedient believer a kingdom disciple. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.